Pod's recording.
Hello, Audioboo. It's the middle of the night. Well, sort of middle of the night. It's about 1:10, and we've been on the way for about an hour and 20 minutes. According to my phone, we are going through Rugby at the moment. So you can see this train does the journey slower than the Pendolinos do, unsurprisingly. Earlier on I checked what speed we were doing and it was around 80 miles an hour, which compares to about 110, 120 for the Pendolinos, I think. Anyway, I'm back in my cabin. I had a very nice, relaxing time in the lounge car with Lefroy whiskey. The staff on the train have been absolutely lovely. Really, really, really good. Couldn't fool them in any way. And they've responded really well to helping me. They've used their initiative. I gather that at least two other people from our group are in seated accommodation. I've asked for a message to be passed on to them that I'll meet them where the platform joins the concourse and when we get off the train, as I want to really touch base with them, find out what they're doing in the morning before I go off and do something. I think the first plan will be have a cup of tea. Sorry, I'm just taking my socks off, if you wondered what I was doing. I have to say, it's having been on a continental sleeper train not that long ago, back in October when I went to Venice, the difference is quite striking here, in terms of space. It really shows the difference in loading gauge between continental and British trains. On continental sleeper trains you have enough headroom to have three bunks, whereas here they just about squeeze two in, although the top one here is not folded out. And on the continental trains there's also space above the corridor to put your bags in, whereas here little luggage room at all, to be honest. I think if I were to find a way of lifting up this bed, which I'm not going to do, I think I could put my bag underneath it. But it's there isn't anywhere otherwise for my hold on to go. However, on the other hand, where the continental trains quite utilitarian in terms of their decoration inside and things and the amenities that they have. These ones are quite cosy and they give you these nice sets of toiletries, including toothbrush and toothpaste and razor and a little towel. It's all rather nice. It's a good way to travel. Sleep, hopefully. If I remember rightly, there's lots of twisting and turning somewhere around Carlisle, so I should look forward to that. And then I think at Carstairs we lose the back of the train, which goes off to Edinburgh, whilst we carry on to Glasgow. We just do a nice, neat swerve there. So, that's over and out for me for now. Good night.
Pause recording.